Episode 2474, Find Margin in the Busyness of Life.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen, but you have to get your mind ready for that. You also have to ready your heart, so find the margin in the busyness of life. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, there's no reason to be trapped in all the busyness and chaos of life. You were not created to run all day feeling tired and exhausted, forgetful, and frazzled. Find margin in the busyness of life. When you keep tied to the demands of this world with no boundaries, overwhelm ultimately will continue to rule your day and it will rule your dreams. It becomes overcrowded with busyness and overscheduling, leaving no room in your day for the unexpected or for the opportunities. You're caught. You're trapped. However, with margin built into the busyness of life, you can live with a more vibrant and productive life. Dreams do come true with margin. It was interesting. Richard Swenson said this, "Margin is a space between our load and our limits. It is the amount allowed beyond that which is needed. It is something held in reserve for contingencies or unanticipated situations. Margin is the gap between rest and exhaustion, the space between breathing freely and suffocating." That's a lot to take in right there. Wrapping our heads around that, wrapping our minds around that, our heart around that. Margin is the opposite of overload. If we are overloaded, we have no margin, right? If we were equipped with a flashing light to indicate 100% full, we could better gauge our capacities. But we don't have such an indicator light. And we don't know when we have overextended until we feel the pain. Are you feeling that now? You feel like you're in a season of, oh my gosh, I've just got to get this done. If only I can get through. I talk to so many people who are very successful. And they're like, you know what? My plate is more than full. I've just got to get through the next 6 weeks. I've just got to. And as a result, what happens? Many people commit to 120% life and wonder why the burden feels so heavy. It is rare to see a life pre-scheduled to only 80%, leaving a margin for responding to the unexpected that God sends our way. What is your capacity running right now at this minute? What is it? What would your indicator light be if you were an actual vehicle, if I turned it on? What would your light say? You're about to explode? You're beyond full capacity? Are you already running on empty before you've even started? Living life without margins buries dreams and crushes hearts. It places God's design for your life on hold. Because remember, we have a choice. We get to decide. God doesn't sit there and just lamb blast in here and say, I will get this done. He says, you have a choice, my friend. My child, you have a choice. So stop the madness and make a choice to live a life open to the love God wants you to experience. Because seriously, it breaks my heart to see people chasing what they want for fear of missing out. Yet what is really meant for them is a dream they will never see because of the fear they've built in with busyness, exhaustion, and daily stress. God wants more for you. And I believe you want more than what you have right now. And I'm not talking finances. You may be blessed with that too. But I'm talking about purpose. I'm talking about passion. I'm talking about living a fulfilled and vibrant life beyond the everydays. But you see, our everyday can be filled with the purpose and the passion. If you have presence. You know, we're talking about love and how much God loves us. Love explodes your heart with joy. And that love extends beyond your own strength, the love that surpasses all knowledge. Margin gives you the gift of life. Do you have margin? Do you want the gift of life? Well, you got to create margin then. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Create margin in your everyday. You can't wait for someone else to do it. You can't wait for your boss to say, oh, by the way, I want you to make sure that you only work 7 hours of your 8 hours. And that's not counting lunch. That 7 hours, you also get lunch. So really, it's only 6.5 hours. Or if you take an hour lunch, it's only 6 hours. But I want you to have a margin of 1 hour. What boss comes and says that? They don't. But guess what? You have a choice on how you operate. And you can do it in the corporate world. You can do it at home. You can do it in your community. You can do it in your church. You can do it everywhere, but you have to create that margin in your everyday. So what does that look like? Number one, identify your season. You've got to know what season you're in. And this is going to help to set your priorities. You're either dreaming, doing, or delaying. Dream, do, delay. Where do you fit in? Are you on pause? Are you waiting for something? Maybe that's where you're in the delay. Maybe you've already dreamed and you've set things in motion and now it's time to take aim. So you're in the do. There's three areas, dream, do, delay. Where are you in your season? And understand there's not a right or wrong here. Look at this from a factual point of view, not a feeling point of view. See this through the lens as to how can I help to set boundaries around my day, my everyday activity. So therefore, I have margin for the unexpected. I have margin for opportunities. I have margin to not drown in busyness, to not drown in stress. Now, that doesn't mean every day is going to be perfect. You're going to have some ebbs and flows, ups and downs, some all around, some twists and turns. But you can identify your season and understand where you're coming from to better prepare for your everyday. Number two, schedule the must-dos of the week. What must take priority? It's not your to-do list because believe it or not, your to-do list is not a reflection of your priorities. But we all kind of like act like our to-do list is all a priority, yet we only get maybe one or two things done off of it. Come on, be real. You're not going to have any change in your life if you are not willing to schedule the must-dos. And those are the priorities. You have to get this done before the end of the day, before your head hits the pillow. That's what you're looking at, right? If you have a due date on a bill and that due date is today on that bill, then guess what? You got to pay that bill. You either have to drive to drop it off. You have to pay it online by a certain time, an hour in the day in order for it to post. You know what I'm talking about, right? That's a priority. It's not just figuratively. It's not just kind of throwing it out there on a whim. No, it's a must do. It's a priority. So what are your priorities? And keep in mind that includes your responsibilities. If you've got to pick up your child at daycare, you've got to remember and understand that that's a priority. And so if you're driving in traffic to pick up your child at daycare, you've got to look and say, okay, I'm going to be in the car. And my in and out to grab my child is going to take a total of at least 30 minutes. So even though you might think it's only 10, no, you got to block out the 30. You got to be realistic when you do this. And if you can't get your responsibilities done, how can you add more to your plate? Seriously. That means you should be using the word no more than the word, oh yeah, I'll do this. I'll take this on. You know what I'm talking about. When someone in your church comes and says, hey, could you make 24 cookies for us? And it doesn't seem like a lot. 2 dozen cookies. Oh, not a big deal. Sure, I'll do that. Next thing you know, oh, wait, can you come in and be the parent helper today? Oh, gosh. Well, I was going to take a half day, but that was really for this, that, and the other. Well, yeah, sure, I can. Really? Schedule the must-dos. Identify your season. And finally, number three, fill the gaps less 20%. And what I mean by that is you're not filling up everything to capacity. Just because you have 100% in your day doesn't mean you book yourself out for 100%. Because therefore you leave no room, you leave no margin for what God has in store for you. So if you look at an hour, 20% of 60 minutes is what? 12 minutes. So take that and multiply it by 15 hours. I'm pretending that you're going to get 9 hours of sleep. Now, I know you're already laughing, going, Christiane, I don't even sleep 6 hours. That's fine. We're looking here at a perfect, perfect day. Wouldn't it be nice to know that we could sleep for 9 hours, or we had 9 hours of complete downtime? Okay, now I know that's probably not realistic, but we're going to pretend that it is. So just taking that 12 minutes and multiplying it by 15 hours, you get 180 minutes, which is equal to 3 hours. Imagine what you can do in 3 hours. That's a lot of time. And that's in addition to 9 hours. So if you're like, I only sleep 6 hours, then that means you've got that 3 hours of gap there, and you've got that 3 hours of other gap. So you've got 6 hours now added to your day. Don't tell me you can't get things done. You see, but it's how we look at it. Because what's happening is we are scheduling, overscheduling. We're trying to wear that badge of honor that says, oh, I'm so busy. If that's your response to someone who says, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you a while. And you immediately find yourself saying, because I'm so busy, then you need to look at what you're doing. And I'm being serious because I've been in that. And it's suffocating. It kills you slowly. And I'm not talking literally. I'm talking figuratively. It suffocates the heart. It suffocates your dreams. It sucks the life out of you. But imagine if you had that 3 hours. Now, you're not going to get it right the first time. Give yourself permission to make adjustments and refinements to your daily, weekly, monthly schedule. This is going to take practice, a lot of practice. And hey, I'm right there with you. I've got a lot on my plate. My season, I'm not in the dream. I'm not in the delay. I am 100% due. Actually, I'm probably 120% due. There's a lot on my plate right now, but I'm excited about it, and a lot you're going to hear about. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it. You want to get to be right there. But you see, I have to look at this, and I have to make sure for my own health, for my own well-being, for my own sanity, and for yours too. Because I will be serving you, I'll be serving my family. I've got to make sure I have margin in my life so that if something does come up, I don't have to freak out and go, oh my gosh, how am I going to handle this? No, maybe I just have to rearrange a few things, but it's not that bad. Margin is within your reach. You decide how much you want to keep living the life of overwhelm and stress or giving yourself breath. You get to decide. So I got a challenge for you today. What's the capacity you're running your day on? What's that capacity look like? What does it say when your feet hit the ground? Are you saying you're full, you can't take anymore, or do you have some margin? Then based on that answer, where can you create margin in your everyday? Maybe for this season, the next 9 weeks to the end of the year, maybe you just need to say no. No is my deal right now. No is no, and no is okay. Or maybe you're like, no, you know what? I get to do a little bit of what I want to do. I have more freedom here. Great. Then figure out what you're going to say yes to before you even are asked. And then know what you're going to say no to. Then you can move forward, giving yourself what? That margin. Setting boundaries. In order to move forward in your everyday. Go out and create your now. You decide. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.